my fellow Americans. This July, we're celebrating America's birthday at Moda Casino by giving away $1,776,000 in prizes. And one lucky winner is going to take home $1 million SC. Happy 250th birthday, America. You're welcome. Download Moto Casino today.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When your guts tell you to get out, listen to it. Have you ever had someone you were close with change suddenly? Almost as if they were a completely different person? That's exactly what happened to my parents when I got back from college last year from summer break. My parents were usually a bit distant, but they always made sure to keep in contact with me when I left for each semester, as we were still pretty close otherwise. When it neared the end of that semester, they didn't call or message me, as they usually did. It was weird, but nothing suspicious or out of the ordinary. I assume that they probably just had a lot going on at work. That is, until I got home that summer. The front lawn was extremely overgrown and getting really dark and browning, which was something my father would rarely let happen. He was a gardener after all. He wouldn't be caught dead with an ugly, disgraceful lawn. On top of that, the potted flowers near the front door were all wilted and dying. Once I'd gotten inside my childhood home, it felt so off that it didn't even feel like it was my home at all. So much so that I leaned back out from the door to check the address once more, just in case. It was the right address, but it didn't feel like it. It didn't feel as welcoming as it once did when I got home. There was no scent of lavender filling the air from Mom's candles. She had lit almost 24/7. The once comforting and calm forest surroundings felt almost eerie and unwanting of my presence. My 6-year-old tabby cat hadn't welcomed me the moment I opened the door. And neither had my parents. "Mom? Dad?" I shouted. "I'm back," I shouted, hoping for some sort of reply as my voice echoed throughout the seemingly empty house. The entire kitchen and living room was very neat, as if nobody really used anything, or it was just a stage room used in a furniture store. For just a moment, a feeling deep within my gut telling me to leave began to radiate throughout my body, but I quickly shoved it away. Besides, this was the home I grew up in. It was a safe place. At least a minute or two after I'd called out to my parents, they both walked through the hallway towards the kitchen in unison. The instant I saw them, it caused me to jump out of my skin slightly, as they hadn't made a single sound as they walked over. Usually I would hear the creaks within the floorboards or the scraping of my mother's wooden chair upstairs in her office. Once they saw me with my heart racing against my chest violently, they smiled at me, but it wasn't their usual sweet and caring ones. It almost made me feel a weird, unsettling feeling, almost like if you saw a random man smiling at you from an alley in the dark, in the night. Just, it caused the gut feeling to simmer within me once more. "We've been waiting for you, dear," my mother said in a sickly sweet voice that made me inwardly cringe. My parents never called me nicknames. They always used my full name. My mother had never talked to me as if I were a child, even when I was a child. All of it was unnerving and overloading my senses. It was too much for me to unpack and handle after a 5-hour trip from my college campus. I told them I was tired and just wanted to go rest for a bit. They hadn't even replied to my statement. From what I can recall, they simply stepped backwards to make room for me to walk past them, their stare never faltering from me, not even to blink. I felt their burning glare bore holes into my back as I made my way down the hallway and up the stairs. I felt as if they were still on me, even when I wasn't around them in my own room. I was tired enough to just toss my luggage beside my bed, crawl under the covers, and pass out without another thought of how out of place everything felt. I woke up to complete darkness surrounding me. The only light came from the hall. As I tried my best to gain some semblance of sight within the dark, I sensed the scorching feeling of eyes burning into me. The moment I glanced towards my doorway, I almost leapt from my bed as I saw a black figure standing within my doorframe. Another dark figure caught my eye, standing in the corner of my room. Maybe it was the darkness that made it all so unsettling. Or maybe it was the fact that deep down, I knew the people in my room weren't my parents. They just didn't have the same professional, yet caring aura that always radiated from within them. Instead, they felt hostile and dangerous. It was almost like how you would feel if you fell into the cage of a predatory zoo animal. I'm not sure how long I even laid there, letting the oddly heavy sounds of my parents' breathing fill the room uncomfortably. I only realized I had been holding my breath once I tried to speak. The sound that came out was simply just a gasp for air. But the moment it came from my mouth, the shadow in the corner of my eye, that stood in my room, began making its way towards me slowly. Its movements were excruciatingly slow, causing the floorboards creak to draw out longer than they should.
Darling, should you not be sleeping?
The shadow nearing me spoke. It was my mother's voice, but it also wasn't. It was laced with some malintent and an overbearing sense of false sweetness. Midnight is waiting for you. We want to take you to him, said the shadow, still standing like stone in my doorway. Midnight was the name of my cat, the cat I hadn't seen once since I'd been home, which would have been one of the weirder things if it wasn't for my parents being more so. She was being a bad cat, so we had to punish her, stated my father seriously. His words caused my heart to plummet deeply into my stomach at his implication.
Get rid of her,
growled my mother, a wicked grin slowly pulling the corners of her lips. Now you'll join her, spat my father as he began to lunge for me, his mouth spread open wider than humanly possible. I could easily fit inside it in one gulp, not touching a single sharpened tooth that laid within his mouth. I quickly moved aside clumsily, knocking into the wall, hitting my head harshly. My action caused my father to fall onto my bed, letting out a deep and horrid scream of rage. The sound was something that could make even the most hardened person's blood run ice cold. The way it echoed in the small room and bounced off the walls rattled my bones. It was enough to make me rush towards my mother, who now stood near the doorway, pushing her as hard as I could aside. She apparently wasn't expecting me to do such a thing, as she tumbled over into my dresser, causing everything to fall over with her. I pumped my legs with vigor as I ran down the stairs, fast enough for me to almost trip down them. The moment I reached the landing of the first floor, an almost unbearable scent consumed the once tense air. The smell was almost rotten, but it was even more disgusting and indescribable than that. When I thought back to when I came home, I didn't remember smelling anything close to that. If I did, I would have easily remembered it, even if I didn't want to. I could hear both of my parents' footsteps heavily dragging against the floorboards above. They began talking in sync, their voices deep and wrapped in an utterly unsettling manner.
We love you. We need you. Come here, darling.
They said together as they continued their way towards the stairs slowly. Their voices seemed to fill the entire house, bellowing against every wall no matter how far away they were. I just sprinted towards the door, their footsteps beckoning sharp creaks from the staircase, and their almost mocking voices continuing relentlessly. The moment I tried the door handle, I heard their footsteps quicken down the stairs.
That's not where midnight is! That's not where midnight is! She's within us now, and you will be too!
They shouted darkly in unison, their pounding footsteps taunting my ears cruelly. The door was locked. They locked the door, and I didn't have a key. I never thought the old doorknob that needed a key to lock the outside and inside was stupid and odd until that moment. There was no way a stupidly made door was going to get me killed. As soon as the idea of just breaking through the window filled my mind, I felt my entire body being pushed with immense power across the room and over the kitchen counter. The pain that filled me was intense, so intense enough to trick me into truly believing that I broke every bone within my small body. I could hear their laugh slamming against my ringing ears as they grew closer to me. I tried as hard as I could to break out of my pain-induced doze, slowly getting up to get my bearings, just to see how hard I had to fight and run to get to my escape.
Tasty thing,
offered my mother. As soon as I locked eyes with her, I knew for sure she wasn't who she seemed to be. The hunger that flowed within her dark eyes were impossible to miss. The way she looked at me like a new meal as she licked her lips, smiling. Once they got close enough to me, but not close enough to grab, I crawled a bit and then pushed myself up with all the strength I had left to race for my exit. Their horrific screams of anger filled my ears once again, Their feet slamming against the floor quickly now. Once I felt seething pain against my scalp, and the feeling of vicious hands pulling at my hair. I kicked the assaulter behind me. The moment my foot made contact with their stomach, a manly grunt came from them, causing them to let go of my locks. I took my well-earned chance, grabbing the stone statue of a horse that sat on the table beside the window. I smashed the statue against the thin glass, tossing it through as the pane shattered. I didn't even think about the leftover glass shards still sticking out from the window as I pushed myself through. I felt glass pierce the delicate skin against my feet and hands, but I didn't care. I just ran. I ran as hard and as fast as I could, leaving my luggage and my car behind me. I didn't dare look behind me once as the ominous, corrupted sounds of my parents shouting threats at me filled the night's air. I may have been extremely close with my family all my life. I never contacted them again. I called the police on them, mostly hoping that they would be able to get them the help they desperately needed to calm them down. I'm not sure if the news I got from the police officers was comforting, upsetting, or just disgusting. Because once they entered my parents' home, they found both of them dead in the basement. They told me that it was estimated they had been there for over a month. Once they told me the news, I knew for sure whoever those people were not my parents. It's been a year and I'm finishing my last semester of college. I still have nightmares and sometimes I even think I see them hiding in the trees when I'm taking runs on the hiking trails near campus. If you ever have a gut feeling that something is immensely off, listen to it. It knows better than you ever could, or else you may not get the chance I did to escape the consequences.
I am a school resource officer in the city of Austin, Texas. Last year, my buddy and I were working graveyard shift and got a call to the campus because an alarm had been triggered. My partner and I went to the campus and went to a hallway where rooms 143 and 144 were located. After clearing the area, I told my buddy that I was going to the restroom and for him to wait for me. When I came out, my buddy signals with his hand to be quiet and listen. I noticed he had his gun drawn, so I drew mine too. I listened to the silence, and we both heard what sounded like shuffling, or something being dragged through the floor. I thought to myself, oh shoot. And I told my partner, there's someone here. We canvassed through the entire campus this time, and again, we saw nothing. Afterward, we came back to the same spot and I told my partner to head out. He agreed and stated, it's raccoons on the ceiling making the noises. He then banged on the wall, and we quickly got a reply in the far distance with another bang. My partner and I headed out in a bit in a hurry, since we knew that the campus was empty. When we headed outside, we heard screeching on top of our heads. Clear screeching, but never could determine where it came from. When we got back onto our patrol car, we asked ourselves, who would know anything or the particulars about this campus? My partner mentioned that another officer I was very familiar with. He knew the history of the campus, so we called him since he was the only one on duty anyway. When we called the third officer, all we asked was, do you know about this campus? He said, oh yeah, it's haunted. The haunted area is between rooms 143 and 144. My partner and I looked at each other in amazement. The third officer went on to say that he had a video of it. Without further ado, here's the video he provided. Keep in mind, when we received this video, everything was consistent with the noises we heard that night. And that video was uploaded by the third officer a year prior to this.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.